You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time. Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's all new, and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Smartcast. You are listening to a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
Hello everyone, I'm Lata Jha, and a very warm welcome to the latest episode of our show, Business of Entertainment. Your weekly dose of the financial performance of what's buzzing in the world of entertainment, at the movies, on TV, and on streaming platforms around you. As the 21-day nationwide lockdown called in by Prime Minister Narendra Modi gains ground in India, there has been further rise in television viewership and smartphone usage in the country. Time spent on smartphones per user per week has grown by 12% in the second week of disruption in the post-COVID period as the one preceding it. Now, users are spending 3.8 hours per day or 26.4 hours per week, as compared to the 3.4 hours per day or 23.6 hours per week they would spend earlier. TV viewership has also grown by 37% in this period, with 622 million viewers tuning in for 4 hours 40 minutes every day. Now, in case you're wondering what people are watching on TV, the answer is quite clear. Reruns of old classic shows. Doordarshan is back with its two mythological epics, Ramayana and Mahabharata. In fact, Ramayana debuted with record television viewership last weekend, notching up 51 million viewers on the first Sunday evening in the week of telecast, which is the highest ever for the Hindi general entertainment channel genre since 2015. The Ramanan Sagar epic is an adaptation of the Hindu epic that was first telecast every Sunday in the 1980s, when streets would be deserted and people would finish household chores in advance to catch it. Apart from Ramayana and Mahabharata, Doordarshan is also back with a slew of other nostalgic offerings to keep viewers engaged at this time. These include historical dramas like Chanakya, directed by Chandra Prakash Dwivedi on the life of The Economist, and Upanishad Ganga, produced by the Chinmay Mission Trust, also directed by Dwivedi. Then there is superhero series Shaktiman, starring Mukesh Khanna, comedy Shriman Shrimati, starring Reema Lagu, Rakesh Bedi, and Jatin Kanakia, Shah Rukh Khan's Circus, detective show Byomkesh Bakshi, drama show Hum Hai Na, and sitcoms like Tu Tota Main Maina and Dekh Bhai Dekh. The big news as far as web offerings go this week is the launch of Disney Plus in India, as the result of which Hotstar has been rebranded to Disney Plus Hotstar. Now, Disney Plus comes with content bundled from Disney, Pixar, Marvel, Star Wars, and National Geographic. Besides films and shows, it also offers originals like space western The Mandalorian, which is set in the Star Wars universe, documentary series The World According to Jeff Goldblum, mockumentary High School Musical, the musical, the series. But even apart from that, there are other offerings, like on Netflix, there is Ladies Up, a series of stand-up specials by four female comics who talk about everything from Tinder to divorce, and Panchayat, a heartwarming drama set in rural Uttar Pradesh on Amazon Prime Video, starring Jitendra Kumar of Shubh Mangal Zyada Savdhan fame, Neena Gupta and Raghubir Yadav. That's all we have as far as entertainment goes this week. We will be back next week with more news and context on all that's fun and entertaining in hopefully better times. Till then, stay safe and thank you for tuning in.
Hi. I'm HT Smartcast, and I hope you're safe and well. Your episode is about to begin. But just a small message of solidarity before that. In difficult times like these, living in isolation isn't going to be easy. But what if working from home, our own comfort zones, helps us discover new ways of being? What if this calm, this rest, it helps us listen to ourselves and the people around us more deeply? While that happens, you can find me at htsmartcast.com. Connecting you to the world of comedy, culture, motivation, news, you know, just in case you need some smart company. Thanks for listening. Take care.
This was a Live Mint production brought to you by HD Smartcast.
HD Smartcast.
Welcome to another round of Drawing Board or Miro Board. Today we discuss technical diagramming with systems architect Maya. Let's go. First question. You've spent 10 hours slogging over a sequence diagram that should have taken 5. Drawing Board or Miro Board?
Drawing Board. And if I'm being honest, Miro would probably cut that time down by half. You know, with its AI tools and ready-to-go templates.
Next, your diagrams become so bulky, it's more complex than the solar system. But all it takes is a few clicks and...
It's Miro. I've used those technical shape packs way too many times, and stuff is just digestible on its infinite online canvas.
Now, the final question. Everyone's brought in, but you have to make all these tasks all the way over in Jira. But wait, it's done. Is it...
Miro, easy with its two-way Jira sync. Easy to plot dependencies. Everyone always knows what's up.
And she's done it.
Join over 60 million people creating technical diagrams without workflow glitches. Get your first 3 boards for free at Miro.com. That's Miro.com.